everybody, and welcome to Speaking of Sustainability, the show where we introduce you to the leaders and change agents making a difference in the sustainability space. I'm your host, Colleen Felicki. After starting my composting business in 2017, I quickly realized that our communities are looking for more ways to be sustainable in their daily lives and to support eco-friendly businesses. I'm so excited to introduce you to some sustainable superheroes as we all look to make our planet a better place for years to come. Hey everyone, and welcome to Speaking of Sustainability. I'm your host, Colleen Felicki. I just want to say thank you for following, liking, and sharing this podcast, Speaking of Sustainability, as sustainability continues to grow in popularity. I'm super excited to introduce you to our next guest today. So there's two guests today, Angela Smith and Kate Jaworski, of co-owners of Recycle, Read, Repeat. Thank you so much for being with me here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Colleen, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, I love all the books. It just makes me so happy. This is great. Oh, well, thanks again. And let's dive into it. So let me ask you, so Recycle, Read, Repeat. It's a bookstore, correct?
Yeah, we are a used bookstore. So that's where Recycle comes in. And the Repeat comes in because we also do we want to encourage everybody to repeat, right? But initially, we started as a used book monthly subscription. So the idea was we would send you a book each month. So that's kind of where our title came from.
And what was your inspiration for owning a bookstore?
Well, Angela and I are both educators and worked as a high school English teacher and a principal for 15 years in Philadelphia. And I served in Philadelphia as well as an elementary school teacher and a reading specialist. So we're passionate about literacy and educational equity. And this, you know, in all honesty, started as a COVID project in my basement.
We're between
the two of us. Let's do something. Let's try to sell books online. So we did. We started selling on Etsy. As Ange said, we started selling this personalized monthly book subscription service. So we still have that to this day. Customers fill out a short survey and tell us what they like and what they don't like. And then every month we pick out a book just for them.
That's great.
Out of our collection of used books here. So we had this incredible overnight success. One of our customers, unbeknownst to us, had a huge TikTok following. And she did an incredible TikTok video about how much she liked our service. And overnight, we got thousands of orders.
Wow.
So many so that we... the website was hacked or,
we had no clue what was going on. We weren't together when these thousands of orders are rolling in. So we're texting each other she goes, did you change our advertisement on Facebook? No, I'm not that good. We were so confused. It was a wild
ride. How did you find out?
In the survey, it says, how did you hear about us?
Okay.
And a couple people kept writing TikTok. And I'm like, I made four TikToks up to that point and they were not good. And I'm like, that can't be right. And then finally somebody wrote the name of the woman, Sarah Bowles. She's still very popular on TikTok. And so we went onto her TikTok and then we saw her just gushing about us.
Yeah. The power of social media. So how long did it take you to fulfill the orders?
Because 3 days to get out of the state of shock.
Sure.
Thankfully, one of our friends works in IT, and she came and looked at our very primitive systems and, just was click, 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 and really helped us get workflows and systems up and running faster than
So it prompted you to kind of move to the next level or level up before you were planning on it.
100%. We had to scale up immediately. So we hired staff. We had people, you know, we found this beautiful space in Norristown quickly. But we were working out of the basement for months until like to fill those orders and then to pack everything up and get able to be able to move into this space. We're so thankful for that because it, you know, it allowed us to grow into the business that we are today and to be able to offer so much more than just that subscription service. Now we have this beautiful, huge bookstore in Norristown where we have a great curated collection of used books for kids and adults. Mm-hmm. And we also have tons of local art and jewelry and candles and other crafts supporting other mostly women owned local entrepreneurs where we sell their stuff too. So you can see.
Fantastic. So do you accept book donations?
Yeah, absolutely. Currently we accept book donations while we're open during any business hours. And currently we support the public library for each of your donations. We will make a donation to the Norristown Public Library. And we've worked with other nonprofits as well who have had book donations on our behalf. And then we make a donation to them for each book that they bring us. So we try, you know, recycling is recycling within the community and, you know, just keeping Norristown flush with books. And
That's so great to know that you keep that within the community. They offer great programming at the Norristown Public Library. I remember taking my kids when they were younger.
Love them. And
yeah, they really do.
And they welcomed us with open arms when we moved into this town. You know, like, not that we are competitors with the library, but there's not even an inkling of that. They have all of our programming flyers at their front desk. They give out bookmarks with our name on it. Like, they are just as dedicated to, you know, enriching the literacy landscape here in Norristown.
That's fantastic. So if I wanted to purchase a book, I could walk in, go online, be a customer through your curated subscription. Mm-hmm. What other ways can folks support you?
Oh, great question. I'm going to let Kate do that. She's our marketer.
I use that term loosely. there are so many ways that you can support us, right? So obviously coming and spending money in the store, you know, when you shop locally and support small independent businesses, there's a lot of statistics that show that when you spend, you know, $100 at a local small store, $70 out of that $100 stays within that community. So it really does have a big impact. And I feel like some people kind of gloss over that fact sometimes. And, you know, it's also really environmentally friendly to support an organization like ours because small businesses have a smaller carbon footprint. We consume fewer resources. We source our things locally. We produce less waste. We also participate in green shipping practices. If you become an online customer, we pay into the research and development of carbon removal technologies through Shopify Planet.
Tell me about that. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, so Shopify is our website host. It's a pretty common or popular like e-commerce mm-hmm. website. They have a climate commitment. So anyone who ships goods through them, the business owners can opt to pay additional for every package that's shipped. We pay a percentage additional to the Shopify Planet. And then we get to choose which technologies and research we want to help fund. So we help fund reforestation and soil development right now. And customers can also choose to do an added donation through that to help fund carbon removal technology. You know,
that's fantastic. Something so close to my heart as someone who is passionate about composting. I never knew that. So Shopify, mm-hmm. that's the platform. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you just go to our website, you can see there's like a ticker at the bottom and then we have a whole page dedicated to the climate commitment on there as
well. Fantastic. And your green shipping practices, share a little bit about that.
Well, Colleen, you kind of know because you came and you brought us all of your reused shipping materials, but we haven't bought envelopes in months for our shipping from the community. Our neighbors at the shop, customers bring in their bubble mailers that, you know, every household has a million of, and we reuse those, right? They bring in their bubble wrap, their packing paper, their packing peanuts, and we reuse those. Additionally, you know, we like to be cute. You know, we want to keep things looking really nice and on brand. So we wrap each of our books in reused fabric that we source again from our neighbors or from the thrift shop. So we make sure, you know, our brand stays green, stays cozy. But everything is reused. It's so rare that we have to go into our box of envelopes to ship them out.
That's fantastic. And I love the touch of the fabric. It's such a great way to wrap a gift without using, you know, wrapping paper.
We've had customers send us pictures of like scarves they've made for their dogs. One woman was working on a quilt and she incorporated some of the fabric we sent her to a quilt. Like it's, yeah.
So where can folks drop off the used shipping materials or the fabric? What's your address and then your hours?
Sure. So we are in Norristown. We're at 208 Cherry Street. We are at the foot of Cherry Street. So right by the MCIU. We're in between the MCIU and the courthouse on Cherry Street. We are open Thursday through Sunday. Thursday and Friday, we're here 10 to 6. And Saturday and Sunday, we're here 10 to 3.
Fantastic. And what are some of the special programs that you offer? Talk about that.
Cool. So we have so much going on at the shop. It's my favorite part, I think. One of our most popular events is we have a monthly open mic night. It's the first Thursday of every month. I think the coolest people in Norristown hang out at this particular open mic. It's an amazing, eclectic group. And when new people attend, the first thing they say is, this is such a supportive group of people. Like, I can really be vulnerable here and try out new things or see things that I didn't, you know, ever think, read something I never thought I'd read in front of a group of people. So that's really become an awesome space. And that's the first Thursday. We have authors every month, local authors. We have a poet coming up soon that is local. We have children's authors, we have adult authors, we have nonfiction authors. On all of that is free to the community.
Fantastic.
I'm missing Kate. Oh, go ahead.
No, I think that's it. Just to add on to that, you know, we do offer a lot of good free programming to the community. And something that Ange and I just launched a few weeks ago that we're excited to share with folks is that we're kind of taking our community work around literacy and educational equity to the next level. And we're starting a nonprofit branch of our business
exciting.
Yeah, thanks. We want to be able to increase the amount of books that we can give away for free to kids and teens. Mm-hmm. And we want to, you know, enhance our educational programming that we offer here. Angela ran incredible teen writing clubs this winter and spring for local teens. There was a songwriting class, poetry, narrative nonfiction, and the kids who came were just so excited to share their work that mm-hmm. Angela started a teen open mic night so that the kids would have an authentic venue and audience to share their work with. And it's been great. And so we're so excited to be able to kind of take that work to the next mm-hmm. level. So if any of your folks are interested in supporting us, another way they can support us is to go find us on Indiegogo. We just launched a Kickstarter campaign there. So any amount would be super helpful for us to get our nonprofit off the ground. You can also come into the shop and donate, in person with us.
Fantastic. So it's, Recycle, Read, Repeat on Indiegogo.
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you.
did. Yeah, thanks.
Fantastic. So besides that, just tell us how our listeners and viewers can find you on social media and online.
Everywhere we are Recycle, Read, Repeat. So we're Instagram, we're Recycle, Read, Repeat, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest even. And our website is www.recycleReadRepeat.com.
Fantastic. So check them out.
We're everywhere, yeah.
We're almost out of time, but before we get out of here, let's do our breakdown. So tell us, what do you want to share about one of the easiest ways to be eco-friendly?
So I think one of the things that we say all the time is that as just regular citizens, normal people, it can feel overwhelming, like you're not doing enough, right? And so I think our approach at our home and at our shop is we do what we can, right? And there are so many little things you can do to reduce waste. You know, we're not going to solve the problem of getting these millions of cars off the road, which we need to figure out as a community, but we reuse as much as possible. I mean, you should see the pieces of paper in our shop. It's a little bit, we just reuse pieces of paper constantly, you know, before it goes into the recycling bin. Nothing in our shop is new. It's all secondhand furniture. Right. Of course that saved us money, but it also stopped more things being produced that we didn't need to. And we supported our community because let's be honest, we bought that off of Facebook. Right? We bought that off of neighbors and we kept that money in our neighborhood and we kept those bookshelves and those chairs out of a landfill. So when you can, if you can just make the decision to reuse or recycle or upcycle, you know, we have broken frames hanging up, framing our chalkboards, right? So like we just, everything is.
That's fantastic. That's a great way to approach it, right? Do what you can with what you have. And yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I'm super excited to have talked to you and share and spread the word about Recycle, Read, Repeat.
Yay. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another awesome episode of Speaking of Sustainability. Please follow and support our guests as we encourage you to continue doing your part to make a difference in our global community. And don't forget to rate, like, and share. See you next time.